on Washington's classical station, 818. WGMS Great Composer Quiz, and this time it's a quiz about revealing yourself in your appearance. Pencils ready. Here is a description of our great composer from a friend. A very distinguished-looking country gentleman, tall with a large and somewhat aggressive mustache, a prominent but shapely nose, and rather deep-set but piercing eyes. It is his eyes, perhaps, that give the clue to his real personality. As he listens to music, his eyes sparkle with humor, or become grave, or bright, or mystery, with each mood of the music. His hands, too, give another clue. They are never still, even when he is not conducting. They move restlessly, but they are also eloquent, always saying something and giving an inkling of the extreme sensitivity of his mind and character. So we have attentive eyes, fidgety hands, aggressive mustache. Who was this great composer?
Recognized as one of the leading musical...
Stop in this week at Joanne's Bed and Back for 10% President's Day savings on selected adjustable beds, mattresses, recliners, and back help accessories.
Suggested retail prices only. Dealer prices may vary. Certain requirements and restrictions apply. Call for details.
823. Time's up. Pencils down. The WGMS Great Composer Quiz. The great composer who couldn't keep his hands still and whose eyes revealed his every thought. It's the mustached Edward Elgar. And here is Sir Edward walking aggressively through the streets of London town, pointing out the sights, both lowly and lofty. 1 minute, sparkling with humor, and the next, grave and misty. It's the Cockaigne Overture by Elgar on Washington's classical station. Cockaigne Overture in London Town by Sir Edward Elgar, the Baltimore Symphony Orchestra, and David Zinman on Washington's classical station. And look, would you like to hear how Sir Edward himself conducted that overture with the Royal Albert Hall Orchestra, 1926? Slouched in that old traditional recliner, the one that's been uncomfortable for years, not to mention hard on your back? Well, it's time for a healthy change, and the Healthy Back Store has the perfect solution, the Good for Your Back Ekernes Stressless Recliner. This recliner envelops you in comfort with exclusive stressless construction so exceptional it's patented. Relax and lounge in comfort, knowing your back is fully supported by high-density foam cushioning and no-sag springs. The Ekernes Stressless moves as you move, self-adjusting for maximum neck and lumbar support. You'll love the feeling of relaxing in the Ekernes Stressless, as hundreds of Healthy Back customers have already discovered. Try it at the Healthy Back Store. You'll find the world's best chairs, beds, back supports, and more, and always a 90-day money-back guarantee. In Rockville, Tyson's Corner, downtown D.C., and the Newington Warehouse Outlet. Call 1-800-4-MY-BACK. That's 1-800-4-MY-BACK. 841. Oh, what's this? That sound is a signal. A signal that There's a masterpiece right after this.
Is that your pager?
Yep.
And he filled my tank. The heat's going and it's so nice.
Energy Share from Virginia Power. Give people heat. Give people warmth.
843. Beethoven wrote this masterpiece when he was 29. He was living in Vienna and doing quite well, as a matter of fact. There was no trace of deafness yet. He called this work his Pathetique Sonata, which was a reference to a kind of style. Now, it says here in the big book, the pathetic style, which combines objective loftiness and subjective passion. His fifth symphony may also be said to be in the pathetic style. Here we go for the next 20 minutes, a masterpiece by Beethoven, Piano Sonata No. 8 in C minor, Opus 13, the Pathetique. It's played by Emel Gilels on Washington's Classical Station.